I want to first go to the point that why do you think Iran cannot be different? You say that countries tend to make limitations on what they don't have as capabilities, missile capabilities. Why Iran would not be different?
Well, we do make the point that it's always easier to persuade countries to accept limits if they don't have them. This is why we argue that Iran can be persuaded not to pursue intercontinental ballistic missiles or intermediate-range missiles, which they don't have. The more difficult issue will be persuading Iran not to proceed with medium-range missiles that are designed to be capable of carrying nuclear weapons. You've asked why Iran might accept limits on these kind of programs that it does have, and I would say that because Iran insists that it is not pursuing nuclear weapons, that nuclear weapons actually are a haram, and it has insisted that its nuclear program is only for civil energy, it doesn't need missiles designed to be capable of carrying nuclear weapons. So I think there is a possibility that it could be persuaded to accept limits. And in any case, if it doesn't, it probably will face increased sanctions over these particular kinds of missiles.